Okay. Yes. Which is your word?
Cool.
Okay. Right. All right. Tell me.
So I'll start with the first segment, the first sound.
Good.
Which is voiceless roulette plosive. Mm-hmm. Plosives are sounds which are produced with a complete obstruction in the oral cavity. Mm-hmm. They are oral sounds, which means that the velum is lowered, so the nasal resonator is shut off.
Can you say that again?
The velum is lowered. The nasal resonator, the
is
nasal
open.
Cavity.
If the velum is
so,
lowered?
Sorry, raised. Okay. My bad, I'm nervous.
So
the velum is raised in its raised position, so the nasal resonator is shut off. And this specific sound is produced with the active articulator, which is the tongue, mm-hmm. articulating with the... Shall I speak a little bit?
No, it's all right. All right. You continue.
Which articulates with the soft palate, forming the total obstruction in the oral cavity, and the air is pent up behind this closure, which means it builds up. And when the articulators come apart, this air is released plosively, with plosion. That's why the name is plosive. And that's also why they are called stops, because there's a complete, the air is completely stopped by an obstruction in the mouth. This is a velar plosive, but there are also bilabial plosives, there are also velar plosives, and that's it. They all have the voiced and voiceless counterparts. For example, for this sound, it would be voiced velar plosive, which would be the one in go, the first sound. And then, I draw the stages of all plosives, which we have the approach stage, which is when the organs or the articulators come together to form the obstruction. Then we have the characteristic period of stop or silence of a plosive, and then when the articulators come apart. For these ones, the vocal folds are not vibrating, they're completely wide apart, as in for normal breathing. This specific word, in this specific context, this sound, the voiceless velar plosive, is aspirated, which means that when the plosive is released, there is an extra puff of air, because it is in stressed initial syllable. It's initial in a stressed syllable. And the diacritic is a little glottal fricative, which is the sounds are similar, the aspirated sound and the glottal fricative are similar, so that's why it's like a little glottal fricative. When we aspirate a plosive, we produce like core plosive, well, not plosive, but and then we have the vowel. This is also labialized, which means it's produced with rounded lips, which is core because of the influence of the following back vowel. And I think that's all I have to say about plosives. We can change it. I mean, like, we can add words at the beginning of, for example, good core, mm-hmm. and the last sound of good, the voiced alveolar plosive, would change, would assimilate for the following sound, which is the voiceless of velar plosive, into the voiced velar plosive. Assimilation always respects the voiced of the sounds. For if I assimilate the last sound of good, the voiced of velar plosive, the sound it turns into would be also, it is also voiced. It cannot be voiceless as it is the voiceless velar plosive. It just takes the place of articulation of the following sound, which is regressive assimilation. And it is phonemic, because we change the whole phoneme. The sound changes, mm-hmm. because we have phonemic or allophonic, progressive or regressive assimilation of place or voice. In this case, it would be phonemic regressive assimilation of place. The same as in kankor, it wouldn't be released, though, mm-hmm. the new sound that the voiceless velar plosive assimilates into, it's not released, because if you say I can't call, it would be natural. And we also have another process there, which is germination, which means when we have home organic plosives, word boundaries. For example, if I say weak core, we have home organic plosives. Plosives, home organic. So they are germinated. They release the release stage of the first one and the approach stage of the second one, and not produced but matched together into one larger medial stage, which would be the hold stage. So it's more like a longer plosive. Mm-hmm. Well, and then we